Blog Talk Radio. Psalms 83. I think that you should read your Bible so that you can know the things that I'm telling you. And then you can argue with me later. And I hope that you never will. Psalms is spelled P-S-A-L-M. I am in Psalm 83. This you should know. You may have your degrees and whatnot, but you need to have read the Bible so you can know this. If your pastor doesn't tell you, I am telling you today. Let's start at Psalms 1, and I will read until, I guess, maybe 8 chapters. Psalms 1, chapter 83, verse 1. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies, thine again means your. T-A-D-I-N-E means your enemies make a tumult. A tumult is a loud noise. And they that hate thee, means you, have lifted up their heads. They have raised up their heads and talking about you, Father. Verse 3. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people. And of course, you know who your people are. The Hebrews, the children of Israel, us. And we don't know it. Many of them don't know it. They're following the heathen. And I'm going to read that to them today too. Verse 3 again. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people. That is us. I only found that out when I read your Bible and you're helping me to understand. And consulted against the hidden ones. That's us, the lost sheep. They call themselves African Americans, and there have been many names given to us, black people, but we are children of Israel, and they don't know it. If they read their Bible like I have, they will begin to understand and know. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. And what is it, us black people in America? We were brought over here. Our grandparents were brought over here in ships and made slaves. They have cut us off as a people. And we black folks here in America don't realize who we are. The Bible tells you. It's our history book. It's not the white man, although he is in rule over us. That's because our grandparents were sinners. The first thing they wanted to do when they came out of Egypt, when you delivered them from being a slave, they wanted to build a calf. And they know that they should not trust any God before the God of the Hebrews. And maybe I will get to that. I know that I probably won't. Maybe next time that I come to you, I will get to you or read the Ten Commandments. And it's more than the Ten Commandments. We have the precepts. You must learn that. And I will get to that one day too, so that we'll know that there are, besides the Ten Commandments, we're supposed to learn the different precepts, laws, and rules of our Father. Listen at what they said. Let's read verse 4 again. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. And that is what has happened. We are not a nation ourselves, black folks. We are calling ourselves African American when we have gone to school, and you know better. Many of you know better because I went to school with some who had passing grades and did better than I did. But God called me and I heard his voice, and I am so thankful for that. And they said, let us cut them out from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. And what a group of people have taken up our name. We are Israeli. Read Revelation chapter 2 and 9 and Revelation chapter 3 and 9. They are the children of Satan. That's what the Bible says. They are no good. And those who believe in them and follow in them, our Father will have a word with them. He has caused me to read this, and I was shocked. I was really shocked. Out of all the preachers I had listened to, they never read that to me. That the name of Israel may no more be in remembrance, for they have consulted together with one consent. That means a group of people have gathered together and formed one opinion, that is to cut us off from being a nation. And they have done that and have lied to us the rest of the way. And I'm trying to inform you what the Bible says, because many of you fail to pick up your Bibles and read it. I tell you many times, read your Bibles. If you're a slow reader like I am, read it anyway. They are confederates against thee. Thee means you. They have confirmed a nation against you, or a group of people, a confederate. That's a group of people against you. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites and Moab and the Hagarenes. Now, let me tell you what I know about Moab and the Edom and Ishmaelites. Well, I know that Edom and Moab, they are the grandchildren of Lot. And Lot was Abraham's relative. So these are nations, our own relatives have attacked us. And the Ishmaelites, they were like Hagar's. And Abraham had a child by Hagar. His name was Ishmael. And I'm thinking that the Ishmaelites are attacking us. And he is our half-brother, because we are the children of Israel. And Israel is the brother of Lot, of Esau. And I may sometimes say things wrong, but I will try to get them right. Now, and then verse 7, Gabal and Ammon and Amalek and the Philistines, which with the inhabitants of Tyre. And Tyre is the ancient Philistines or Phoenicians. I don't know why I said Philistine. Phoenicians. And they are now called Lebanon. Those are the people who have attacked us. And we no longer know who we are, because we were enslaved and we were not allowed to read or taught to read. And now that we have come from slavery time, I read to you what I can, and hopefully you will understand. I want to go to the Songs of Solomon. I want you to read. I hope you have your pencil and pencil ready. Write this down. I'm just going to read to you one verse out of chapter 1. That's in the Songs of Solomon, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. It says, and I didn't know this until I read the Bible, I am a black man, but comely. Who is that black man? Solomon. What do I have to say to you more to wake you up to read your Bible? This Bible is talking about basically the children of Israel versus God loved us. He is not talking about any other nation but us. Let's see. I think I left off in Leviticus last week. Oh, let me tell you who I am and say a prayer to our Father. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much for choosing me out of the world. Because I was sitting out there doing everything that I thought I was big enough to do. But I heard your voice. I really heard your voice in a dream. And I am now trying to do what you told me to do. Feed your sheep. You told me another thing. I don't tell the people that often, but you showed me in that dream that a lot of babies were like on a machine and coming off that machine. Zoop, zoop, zoop. And there was a big mountain of babies, and you told me to feed your sheep, and I didn't want to. Oh, God, I'm telling the truth right now. That's why it took me so long to do this show. And I am proud and happy that the ones that tried to destroy us have allowed me to have a program on Blog Talk Radio. Father, thank you for saving us and protecting us from natural and chemical disasters and giving us sane mind and good health and prosperity. And I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Thank you for choosing me out of the world, because I was having fun out there. I don't anymore. You see, when you look over my records, I have stopped. Because I choose you. Let the people know that they have a choice. They can either follow you. I chose to follow you. Chose to follow. It was Jesus, your son, who I saw in a dream. He told me to feed his sheep, and I told him I was scared, and I didn't want to. And I tried to run away. I did for about 27 years. But then I got old, and I said to myself, I better stop trying to give me the courage. Father, thank you for giving me the courage to feed your sheep. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name, amen. And now, for those people who you have called out of the world, just as you have called me out of the world, give them the courage to do your will, as you have given me to do, the courage to do your will. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Many people on this Tuesday are celebrating the day. And let me read that to them. If I can find it right quick, that will be in Jeremiah. Let me see. Where is Jeremiah? I found it. Let me read to them Jeremiah 10. Let me finish telling you who I am. I am Sandra Harris, your host, and I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you all to have your three P's ready and handy, and they are your three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down any references in the Bible that I may say to you, like I am going to say right now. Jeremiah, that's in the Old Testament, that's spelled J, chapter 10. And I am going to read maybe up to, let me see how many verses I am going to read to you before I go to the lesson today. I am going to read to you maybe six verses. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1. Hear ye the words which the Lord speaketh unto you, O Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. He is calling those people that celebrate Christmas Day heathen. And be not dismayed. Dismayed means do not be horrified, or the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Verse 3. For the custom of the people are in vain. He says that their custom is in vain. For one cutteth a tree out of a forest. And what kind of tree is he talking about? He's talking about the Christmas tree. Stop being dumb or playing dumb. I know that most of you have gone to college. Some of you I went to school with, but I couldn't keep up, didn't have the money. I dropped out and had to live my life and tried to live my life, but I was influenced by the wrong one. Well, one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the hands of the axemen, of the workmen with the axe. Now, I may not have read it to you the way that you may have wanted to hear it. Let me read verse 3 again. For the custom of the people are in vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck the tree. What does it mean, deck the tree? They dress it up with silver and gold, and I call it tinsel, and they fasten it with nails and hammers that it may not move. They are upright as a palm tree, but speak not. They must need be born. Be they cannot go, because be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. So the prophet Jeremiah is telling you about what is called a Christmas tree, better known as a Christmas tree. He's telling you, be not like the heathen. God has respect for us, and we are not heathen. I was supposed to get to today's lesson, but I got behind, and I left off in Leviticus chapter 22, verse 7, and that's where I want to start today. Leviticus is in the Old Testament. It's spelled L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S. Listen up. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean, and he shall afterwards eat the holy things, because it is his food, which dieth of itself, or is torn with beasts. He shall not eat to defile himself therewith. I am the Lord. Have you seen roadkill or something that dies by itself? Do not eat it. our Father is telling you not to eat it. I don't know if your pastors have told you this, but this you should know. Verse 9, they shall therefore keep my ordinances. God gives us ordinances. That was just one of them. Don't eat a beast that dies of itself or is torn by another beast. He shall not eat it. If you eat it, you defile yourself. You don't want to become nasty. Verse 9. They shall therefore keep mine ordinances. That is an ordinance. Lest they bear sin for it. And die therefore. If they profane it, I the Lord do sanctify them. Verse 10, they shall be no stranger. Eat of the holy thing. A sojourner, that's a person that travels with you, with us Israelites, or of the priest, or an hired servant, shall not eat of the holy thing, but the priest by any soul with his money of it, and he that is born in his house, they shall eat of his meat. If the priest's daughter also be married unto a stranger, she shall not eat of the offering of the holy things. But if the priest's daughter be a widow or divorced and have no children and is returned unto her father's house as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's meat, but there shall be no stranger eat thereof. So a stranger is not to eat of the meat of the priest's daughter if she's a widow or divorcee or does not have any children. She can eat, but a stranger should not eat. And if a man eat of the holy thing unwillingly, that is, accidentally or unintentionally, then he shall put the fifth part thereof unto it, and shall give it unto the priest with the holy thing. And see, I meant to mention to you, you should go to, if you are having problems seeing, as I have been, go to the health food store and buy some something that says for eye health. It won't hurt you. I take it, and I see much better now. And I also have gone to the eye doctor, and he has told me that I have cataracts in both my eyes. But going to the health food store, buying the eye health, and it's a pill that I take, and I didn't want to take any medicine from the doctor. So he told me that I can go to the dollar store. I showed him the eyeglasses that I had bought, and he told me to keep going to the store and buying eyeglasses. And I'm doing that. Plus, I'm going to the health food store to buy some eye pills to help me. And I recommend you to go to the health food store to buy eye food. And I forget the name of the food, the eye food that I take. And I have gone back to the dollar store and bought reading glasses. Verse 15, and they shall not profane the holy thing of the children of Israel, which they offer unto the Lord, or suffer them to bear the iniquities of trespass, which they eat their holy thing. For I, the Lord, do sanctify them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and sons, and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, whatsoever he be of the house of Israel, or of the stranger in Israel, that will offer his oblation for all his vows, and for all his free will offering, which they will offer unto the Lord for a burnt offering. Verse 19, you shall offer own will a male without blemish of a beeve, and a beeve is a cow or a steer, of the sheep or of the goat. But whatsoever have a blemish, that shall ye not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And whosoever offer a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord to accomplish his vow, for a free will offering in bees, again, a bees is a cow or steer, or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted, and shall be no blemish therein. Verse 22, blind, broken, or maimed, or having a wind is a sore, or scurvy, or a scab, that's like a scab, you shall not offer these unto the Lord. Remember, don't offer a blind sheep or blind animal, maimed, or having a scab, or a wind, that's a sore, unto the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the altar unto the Lord. So you should not, there's certain things you cannot offer unto our Heavenly Father. Either a bullock or lamb that has anything superfluous or lacking in his part that mayest thou offer for a free will offering, but for a vow it shall not be accepted. Now, sheep, you go over this yourself and read it. I am in Leviticus chapter 22 and verse 24. I want you to read it for yourself in case you cannot understand how I am reading it unto you. Verse 24, you shall not offer unto the Lord that which is bruised or crushed or broken or cut, neither shall ye make any offering thereof in your hand, neither from a stranger's hand shall ye offer the bread of your God of any of these, because their corruption is in them, and blemishes be in them. They shall not be accepted for you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, and from the 8th day, and there, and henceforth, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And whether it be a cow or a ewe is a female she-goat, she shall not kill it and her young both in one day. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. Verse 30. Or on the same day it shall be eaten up. Ye shall leaven none of it until tomorrow. I am the Lord. Therefore shall you keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. Neither shall ye profane my name, but will be hallowed. And hallowed means holy. I am the Lord which hallowed you. That upright. Excuse me, sheep, I read that wrong. That brought you out of the land of Egypt. We were brought out of the land of Egypt. Please understand, people. I am begging you. And I should not feel like this. And I do. Our Father says, verse 33, that brought you out of Egypt. And Egypt is, you consider that a land of bondage or slavery, to be your God. I am the Lord. See, if I say nothing else, read your Bibles and get the understanding for yourself. Now, today's date, I was to read to you chapter 23. And I will start reading on chapter 23. And hopefully you will get the understanding of it. I have 6 minutes left. Let's go to reading in chapter 23. I know that I won't read it all. Whatever I read unto you, I will finish reading when I come back to you, if the Lord allows me to. And I believe he will. And I hope that you will believe that with me. And the Lord spake, chapter 23, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim. Proclaim means to tell, to be, excuse me, I have to tell, to be a holy convocation. And a convocation means assembly. Even these are my feasts. 6 days you shall work. Be done. 6 days shall be done. But in the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, the holy convocation, assembly. You shall do no work therein. It shall be the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Verse 4. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. You should tell in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, even at evening, is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month, it is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. And that's where I'm going to stop off at chapter 7 of Leviticus 23. Remember, sheep, and I'm crossing it out. I hope that I will remember. And I'm going to say a closing prayer to you, sheep, who are listening, and others. Father in heaven, our Father in heaven, thank you for spending your only son, even though we have many other sons, but your only son was begotten by a woman, and she was a black woman. Her name was Mary. Satan has fooled the whole world. Read Revelation 12 and 9. He has fooled the whole world to think that Mary is a white woman, but she's not. I'm telling you, she is a black woman. I'm glad that our Father in heaven chose a black woman to send his only son, begotten son of a woman, into a black woman. Her name is Mary. Thank you. In Jesus' name, oh, thank you for keeping Satan away from us, period. Satan and his imps and his demon. I say that in Yeshua's name, better known or mostly known as the white man has given him the name of Jesus. As in James chapter 4, in verse 15, I believe it's James 1. If it is your will, if it's our Heavenly Father's will, I will be back with you Friday at 5 o'clock. Listen to my show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays and at 5 o'clock on Friday. May our Father bless you. Have a wonderful, a good day. And pray. Reach your prayer.
Lift up my heart.